This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. Two women who drew heavily on their Native heritage during their campaigns are headed to Congress following Tuesday's election. Democrat Deborah Holland from New Mexico's Laguna Pueblo handily beat her Republican and Libertarian opponents in that state's first congressional district. Speaking to supporters after securing her win, she recognized the historic moment.
70 years ago, Native Americans right here in New Mexico couldn't vote. Can you believe that? Growing up in my mother's Pueblo household and as a 35th generation New Mexican, I never imagined a world where I would be represented by someone who looks like me. Tonight, New Mexico, you are sending one of the very first Native American women to Congress.
This is Holland's first publicly elected office. She earned a law degree from the University of New Mexico and chaired the state Democratic Party. In an interview election night, she said she welcomes the chance to be a voice in Congress for tribes all across the country.
I'm grateful that I understand the fundamentals of tribal law and tribal issues, tribal sovereignty and so forth. So, you know, they can start at a higher level with me. I'll be able to hopefully help them also to have a voice in Congress.
New Mexico could also send another Native woman to Congress. Republican Yvette Harrell is enrolled Cherokee but has barely mentioned her Native heritage. She holds a slim lead in the state's second congressional district. Several news outlets called the race in her favor, but the Secretary of State's office said 4,000 absentee ballots remain to be counted in Doña Ana County. Also, about another 4,000 additional absentee ballots have been tabulated, and the results of those will be posted Wednesday. The news site nmpolitics.net reports less than 2,000 votes separate Harrell from Democrat Xochitl Torres-Small. In Kansas, Cherise Davids, a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, made history when she was elected as the state's first openly LGBT member in Congress. Along with Holland, she will be one of the first Native American women in Congress as well. The Kansas City Star reports Davids defeated GOP incumbent Kevin Yoder to represent the state's third congressional district. In her victory speech, Davids said too many people haven't felt seen or heard.
And I've said this before, I hear you, and I see you, because you deserve that. We all deserve that.
Davids promised that things will be different when she goes to Washington.
Because the time for people to not be heard and not be seen and not be listened to or represented well changes now.
The Star reports David's campaign got a boost from first-time voters and volunteers spurred to get involved following the election of Donald Trump. On the Navajo Nation, Jonathan Nez overwhelmingly won election for president. He beat opponent Joe Shirley Jr. to replace current president Russell Begay. There remain complaints about widespread ballot shortages. It's unclear how Navajo election officials plan to deal with the complaints. But Nez has nearly twice as many votes as Shirley in unofficial results, so there's little chance the outcome will change. And in Utah, after court-ordered redistricting and a residency challenge, Navajo Democrat Willie Gray Eyes handily beat his opponent to give the San Juan Utah County Commission its first Navajo majority for the first time in history. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the U.S. Department of Justice sent a watchdog to the county to observe the election. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.